What do you do then? Miboilei. So what's the shayla mai? Gavro lishnei porim kamechaven. Here's a pshat, the person that had a mind to bring the sochem for two porim. And therefore, even though he only said 11, he has to wait till he has 12. V'yadamam lilhu lekorvi. You can't bring it yet by itself. You have to wait till you have one more lug of yayin, 12 together. Or duma maybe no. Lishnei elim v'keves echo kamechaven. He had a mind for two elim. That's 8, 4 and 4. And he had a mind for one keves, which is 11. So that's the shayla. The guy says 11, what does he have in mind? Does he have a mind to use these 11 baturis, or two aisles and one keves? Or does he mean to make two perm and he has to wait? That's the shayla. Trei michad mina, v'chad michad mina minan. Oiloi, my, what's the locha take? There'll be a take. Yes, Rashi says, it means Loshnov, Hey, me heavy urcha lisnudev oiloi. Is it a dare to make a nether like this or not? Here, trei michad min, does it mean to say two of one min and one of another min? Is it shchiyat that way? Oloi. That's the shalavad, a small mistavri meant only 11. But the question maybe why not is, because you're taking two different minim. You're putting two of aisles and one of kevis. Maybe people don't talk that way. Maybe it's more mistavri meant to say shnei porim, because it's the same type of a par, same type of porim. That's the shiloh. When a guy says 11, what does he mean, teiku? Do we have to wait till he has a 12th one or not? That's a good shiloh. The other Mishnah says here, misnadvin yayin v'ye misnadvin shemen. He could bring from the dove a yayin, like we just had last Mishnah. He could have in the sochem of yayin without flour, without oil, just the yayin alone. But you can't be menadev to bring shemen by itself. When you want to bring a mincha, it has to be flour and shemen. You can't have shemen by itself. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tafan or Menor, Rabbi Tafan says, misnadvin shemen, yes, you could make an adob of shemen. Misnadvin shemen, you could bring shemen by itself also, even without flour. Omer of Tafan, Tafan says, ma metzinu b'yayin, just like a fine by wine. Shebo choyva, yayin kon the Torah sechoyva, amol yabuch ben minchas nesachim, you have to bring yayin. Hu adin ubon adover, it also comes with an adover. Rashi says, what, shemevi shemen levad, b'loy sol se minchas adover v'yatzma. It also comes to us in adover. He says, not Rashi, in the first year, so was it not sitting in the b'yam, what, shabok, I've b'bon adover. That yayin comes to us in adover. May I mean, af shem, who adin shemen also, b'ok, I've b'bon adover. That's from Tafan Sword to say, shemen also, comes with us in adover. And who adin, it comes with us in adover also. A chayv is by minchas nesachim. Obon adover means you can bring shemen by itself. Omer of Akiva, Akiva says back to him, no. Loi imamar to b'yayin. It was only said by wine. Shekein hukorav chayvos mefnei atzmoi. Because even when you have a chayv to bring the wine, the wine is brought by itself. The nischa yayin is brought by itself. Tiyama b'shemem ha-shenkem, when you bring oil, shein hukorav chayvos mefnei atzmoi. When you have a chayv to bring shemen, you never bring shemen by itself. It's always in the mincha with the flour. Yeah, so that's what Akiva's far to say. He never could have a chiv on the dover to bring shemen by itself. Just like the chiv is always together, shemen and flour, who would in the dover also? Then the Mishnah says, Ein shnayim is nadvin yisar nechad. Two people b'shutfis cannot bring a mincha. Two shutfim cannot bring a mincha together. Avo misnadvin oilu ishlamim. But a kabonish you could bring b'shutfis. Two people can be nadvin to bring one korban oil, to bring one korban ishlamim. Uviyayif, what about by a bird? Afilu predachas also. You could have one bird by itself, one pigeon by itself, two people human nadiv to bring a b'torah shutfis. Just by a mincha, we'll see there's a special posik, a mincha is not brought by shutfis. Mora says, Omar Rovo, midivrei shneim numa. From both of them we learn out that misnadiv vada minchas nesachim mechoyim. A person wants so he can make an adova minchas nesachim the whole day. Minchas nesachim means, he actually says it means soilus shemen v'yayin b'le korban. You can mechayiv yourself to bring flour, oil, and wine, even without a korban, every single day. Why? The Rashi says, because up, there's only machlokes to Gemara if you can bring shemen by itself. But mashma shemen and flour, pshit, even according to Rabbi Akiva, you can bring. So if you could bring a minchas nesachim every day. The more pshit, of course, why not? Marci Yismad, the Tema, what I thought to say. Minchas Nadova Goli Barachmona. The Torah was Mechadish. You could bring a Mincha for Nadova. You could bring, there is such a Pasha, Minchas Nadova. So I would have thought to say, Hani Chamisha Menochasin. In the Pasha of Minchas Nadova, there are five different types of Menochas the Pasha talks about. Rashi says there's a Mincha Solis, or Machavas, or Macheshes, the Chalos for a Kikin. Avravuchel, a Choshmash says, the Ainabon Nadova. Mashenk, and only these five could be Nadovis. But Tfeiloi, maybe cannot bring a Minchas Nasachim, but there is a Nadova. Kamash Mulan, yes. Hani Mili Bistama. Only if you say a Stam Minchas, one of those. Avrechi the Parish Parish. If you say clearly that you want to bring a Minchas Nasachim in Echnami, you could be Mechaid yourself to bring a Minchas Nasachim. Then the Mishnah says, Ein Shnayim is Nadvin, that a Mincha cannot be brought Peshutvis. My time and why not? Elaim, if you want to tell me Mishum, the Siddur Pasuk says, Takriv Oila. Says Lashon of Takriv Oila. Rashi says Lashon Yochid. No, because it's if Takriv, it says the word Takriv. Says Mashma Yochid. A single person can bring a Mincha. Not Peshutvis, not two together. For the Gemara is so Oila Nami by Korban Oil, also it says, Hoksiv Yaakov, it also says the word Yaakov, Lashon Yochid. Ela rather Oila, my time, why do we say Oila, you could bring Shutvis? Tichsiv Loila Seichem. If so, Mincha Nami, Yoksiv Le Mincha Seichem is also a Pasik. Ela rather Mishum Nichsiv, but says a Pasik like this. It says the word Nefesh. By a Mincha says the word Nefesh, Mashma Yochid, and not Peshutvis. That's the Pshat. And Tani Nami Yochid, we learn like this also, Tani Nami Yochid, that Rebbe Yomer, Asha Yakriv Kabona Lechol Nidreyim Lechol Nidvoisam, Asha Grivu Lashem, meaning to say, Hakol Boyim Meshutvim. The Shutfas, all Kabonis could be brought to Shutfas if you want. Leisila Kakosev Ele Mincha. The Pasuk only takes out from Shutfas only a Mincha. Shenema Nefesh. The Pasuk says by Nefesh, by Mincha, Mashmon Yochid could bring, not to Shutfas. Omrev Yitzchak. Mifneima Nishtanes Mincha. Haka Mincha is different. Shenema Bo Nefesh. Haka by Mincha. The Torah says the word Nefesh. Izoma Kodesh Baruch Hu. Midak Olavi Mincha. Who usually brings a Mincha? Only a poor person, he can't afford to bring more. His son of Torah tells him, you should know, Mal on the olive, I consider it upon you, Kilo hikriv nasha lefana, as if you brought your nefesh in front of me. In other words, since he can't afford more, this is what he could afford, Hashem considers it like Imamish gave his nefesh. And Omer of Yitzchok, Manish tanis mincha, Shnema bo chamisha minit tigun, halalu, how come by mincha says five different ways of making it, the Seulis, the Machvas, Macheshes, Chalas, Rakikim, how come it says so much by Mincha? So where it says, Moshe Lemelech Batav Adam, Sha'osa Loi Oy Havoy Suda, that if the king's friend made him a big Suda, for Yadua Boy Shuani, and the king knows that his friend is a poor man, Omlai says to him like this, Aseli Min Chamisha Minitigun, Kadei Shehenim Emoch, in order that I should enjoy you. In other words, the king knows he's poor, he can't afford to bring too much, so the little bit you could bring, like spread it out, so that the five different dishes, I'll enjoy it. Siros Hashem is saying, I want to enjoy the mincha noni brings. Hadron alechem nochas v'nesachim. Yeah, hadron alechem nochas v'nesachim. Yeah. Now the last parak, the Mishnah says, harei elai yisorin. Somebody's menad himself to bring an yisorin and a flower for mincha. So yovi yechad, he has to bring one mincha of an yisorin and a flower. What about he says, Harei Elai Yisroinim? He said, oh, it's upon me to bring Yisroin plural. Is Yavushnaim? He has to bring two menachas. Each mincha is made out of Yisroin. Because Yisroinim means at least two. Peirash, blessed the person says, B'shas he made the neder, he said clearly how many Yisroinim he meant. But when Yadayim Aparashti, later on he forgot. As B'shas he made the neder, he said, Harei Elai Yisroinim. And he said then, 10, 15, and later the person says, I forgot how many I said. So Lachur is Yovi Shish Yisroinim. So he has to go to Chumrah and bring 60. Like we had before, the most you could bring in one Kli is 60. So the Chumrah, he'll have to bring now 60. What's going to be if the person says, Harei Elai Mincha. So the Chayim is going to bring a Mincha. So Yovi Eza Shiyotza. Stam Mincha, you have the choice. Any one of these five Menachas you could bring. We have Yudu Reiner, Yavi Minchas Aserlis. No, a Stam Mincha is a Minchas Aserlis made out of flour. Shim Yuchedes Shebenot Minochas. That's like the special Mincha. That's Yuchedes, a special one. Rashi says in the Forest Gemara. The Mole explained exactly why is a mincha sasolos considered the miyuchedesh of minochas. Then the Mishnah goes on and says, mincha, person says a rare line mincha, or else oy minha mincha, or says loshen of minha mincha. So either one of these means, yovi yachas, he has to bring one mincha. What about he says a rare line minochas, oy minha minochas, is yovi shtayim? That's a loshen to saying he means him not himself to bring two minochas. Again, what about Firashti? The person says, B'shas amed neder, I explained which mincha I wanted to bring. Like Rashi says, Firashti means, Achas min amnochash eksuv mepasha. I said, what about minchas machvas and minchas macheshes? I explained, B'shas, I made it, which mincha I meant to bring. But later, v'eni yudei, I forgot which one is a mem Firashti. I forgot which type of a mincha I meant to say. In such a case, Yobi chamishtan. He has a chiyuv chumra to bring all five, so for sure, b'yotzes neder. What's going to be, he says, Pirashti mincha, shall esreinim. I said exactly the mincha. I said the mincha. I explained exactly how shall esreinim, how many esreinim I want to bring for the mincha. And Rashi says, what he meant to say is, Pirashti mincha b'kli yechod. I said clearly, in this one kli, I want to bring this amount of esreinim. And later, v'en yodei, he forgot, kame Pirashti, how much esreinim I said in that kli I should bring. So yovi shishim esreinim. Tanakama says it's enough to bring 60. Rashi says what? It's fame miyoch leklatzvuki, more than this is no sofik. If he made less than this, it doesn't make a difference. He could bring more, even if you want to, in the same kli. However, Rebbe and Rebbe says no. Rebbe yomer yovi minochos shel esreinos miyechad v'yashishim. Rebbe yomer, you have to have like 60 different kalim here. And in each kli, one kli has one isarin, next kli has two, next three, next four, next five, till 60. That's according to Rebbe, since it's a lashon of mincha, meaning you wanted to be kaveya this mincha, this kli, you meant to have bedavka that much. And let's say you said 40. So your bedavka meant to have 40 isarinim in one kli. You can't have more than that in the same kli. So therefore, to be yotzi and neder, you have to have 60 different kalim, and each one from 1 to 60. Now, the Chorim asks the question, the ratio, when you say Arela Yisorin, Yav Yisorin, the Chorim is Pshita. So when it says Esreinus, when you say Lashon of Esreinus, Yav Yishtayim Isra, that's the Chiddush. That you mean to bring two Esreinim. Isra Chlai. So more than the Honami Pshita. Miyutu Esreinim Shtayim Isra Chlai. That's the Chiddush. So Shalom, what the Girsu is, and the son is Tzayim Kachma, the Girsu is, Chorim is also Pshita. So the answer should have been Pirashti Isra Chlai. The Chiddush about Pirashti, that's the Chiddush. Then the Mishnah says, "Parashti v'nedei ma parashti yovi shishim isarim." Man tan, who's the Tanna in the first part? On the chizkit legs, of course, not a Rebbe. The Rebbe, Omar Rebbe said, "Yovi minochas shelas roinim meyechad v'yat shishim." You have to bring like 60 different kalim here. So here it's mashm; it's enough to bring 60 in one kli. So he says, of course, not like Rebbe. Rebbe Yechon Amar no, I feel tamer Rebbe. B'yoyme parashti yesroinim avoloi kavata mekli. Where he says clearly, I said how many Yisroelim to bring, but I did not say it has to be in one kli. Therefore, the Maisi Shishim Yisroelim B'Shishim Ani. Then you just have to bring 60 Yisroelim in one kli. It's enough to bring all 60, since you didn't say clearly only that amount in one kli. So even on the Tzad, they say you're not to bring, let's say, 50. If you bring 60, though, Ma B'Kach, still you'll be Yotzi and Eder. So it could be the ratio of the Mishnah even goes according to Rebbe. Rebbe only said it when you convey you're in the kli, this amount and not more. Then it says the Mishnah Raya, Lai Mincha, Yovi Yezer Shiyutza, anyone you want. Tani we learned, Hoyo La Posach Ba'akosav Tchila, that the Quran, why do we say that Mincha Solis is the Miuchedis? So one shot is, since the Torah starts talking about the Mincha Solis first, that's a Stam Mincha. Ela Miyatir, so, Hoyo, if somebody says a Raya Lai Oila, is Yovi Ben Bokar, does he have to bring a Ben Bokar for an Oila? Since the apostle talks about the parasha of oil, it says Boka first. Avad is not Mastavra. Avad you could bring, when you say Rael Oila, you can bring any type of a korban you want. You can bring Boka or Tzayin. So we're here also, even though the Torah talks about Mincha Tzaselis first, why is that Mechaibu to say Stam Mincha Tzaselis? Alright, we'll stop here. So we'll continue on to see exactly what's the Hezbriz. Why talk is Mincha Tzaselis called Yuchedis Shebe Menachas? Alright, we'll stop. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. You were holding the Kuf Hei Yomar Aleph. The top gun, the last shayla was that the Mishnah said, if someone says a Reyel Mincha, so the locker is Yavi Eza Shiyotza, but Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said, Yehuda Aimei Yavi Mincha Sasoilis, Shim Yuchedesh Sheb Menachas. That's the special one. So Mar goes to explain, Tana, what's the reason why? Again, last one we had was, Hel Apostle Vakas Vatchilam. Since the Apostle starts off by Menachas, saying with Mincha Sasoilis, that's the best one. Mar says, if so, Elam Yat, if so, Aimei Reelai Oilis, somebody says, Reelai Oilam, HaKorban Oilam, Hu Adin Yavi Ben Bokor, is a locker who is supposed to bring a Ben Bokor,